This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Heartily agree. Just because I heartily agree. You want to know what? Well, let me just put it this way. Knowing how to do everything is cool. Blowing something up is cool. Being able to glue it back together, just as cool. Joining me now from Dark Angel Medical is Kerry Davis. Good morning, or good evening, sir. Evening.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing. You're getting tired of that sexy back thing, aren't you? It's not nearly as funny the second time around.
That's hilarious. I laugh every time I hear it.
Let's talk real quick. When we're talking about trauma care, okay, it makes it sort of sound like a bunch of guys in white coats that arrive in it with an ambulance and they get to sit down and take their time. That's not what we're talking about. As a trauma care specialist, you are quite a deadly individual yourself, aren't you, in the military sense and the combat sense, because on your way there, while you're getting ready to, you stand ready to repair, you're ready to wreck as well.
I'm not that deadly. I'm just a nurse, man.
Yeah. What's your carry gun?
I do.
What's your carry gun?
One. My carry gun is a, I've got two that I carry primarily. I've got a SIG 320 subcompact. Well, I've got the subcompact module.
Right.
I carry that in an appendix rig, and I carry a car CM9 on my ankle.
Car CM9. Okay, so you got a single stack.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, the CM line of guns, car gun, not a bad pistol. I'm not real wild about the trigger. Now, the 320, on the other hand, I think that is the best polymer pistol out of the box there is. The only problem I have with it is a little bit of muzzle flip, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and it's my subcompact. No, it's no more than my Glock 26, which is another good carry gun, and Glock 19. Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of favorites as long as they're good solid pieces. Yeah, the car CM9 trigger has definitely got a lot to be desired, but It's a long trigger.
Solid piece.
Like an old J-frame, you know?
Yeah. In a scenario that we're talking about, there, mm-hmm. first and foremost, everybody that is going, that wants to be concerned with this, that I advocate carry one of these kits, is probably going to be involved in a gunfight, right? So the first thing they've got to do is they've got to be able to deal with the gunfight. They've got to be able to dispense with the bad guy. They've got to be able to secure the area. Then they get to take a look around, right? That's when they're doing that sweep. And this is when the secondary skill set has to kick in, or you want to have it to kick in.
Right. Absolutely, man. I mean, we train so much for that moment up to and including the fight. And like I've always told people about the medical stuff, you know, we always want to do this cool stuff. It's awesome training, you know, going out there and getting our America on. And then what about after the fight? That's always been my big thing. Okay, what do you do after the fight? Because what if you get hit? You know, I mean, it'd be kind of arrogant to think, well, if I'm in a fist fight, I'm never going to get punched. If I'm in a knife fight, I'm not going to get cut. Or, you know, if I'm in a gun fight, I'm not going to get shot. I mean, that's a high likelihood. So you got to be able to deal with what's going on after that threat's been neutralized or taken care of in whatever fashion it's been taken care of. Then you got to look at yourself and you got to look at the people around you and go, did I spring a leak? And if I did spring that leak, then I got to figure out how I got to take care of it. And that's where the real fight starts right there. Cause you got, you know, a limited amount of time. I always tell guys, people always want to know, well, how long do I have, you know, to take care of this? I'm like, the rest of your life, man. That's how long you got. You got the rest of your life to take care of it. You got to, if you got somebody bleeding, if your kid's bleeding, if your buddy's bleeding, if you're bleeding, you got to be able to take care of that, quickly, because EMS, let's look at average response time, 10 minutes. Yeah, you know, you get hit hard, you can bleed out in four and a half minutes.
Pelvic shot from oral artery, what, 4 minutes?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you'll lose from oral artery, you'll lose over a liter of blood in 60 seconds. That's over a fifth of your circulating volume in 60 seconds. And I mean, you're going to go into stage two shock and your survival rate drops exponentially when you get into stage two hemorrhagic shock. And so getting that bleeding stopped and that breathing started, that's the utmost importance after obviously threat neutralization. And you've got to know what to do. And if you don't have something on hand, if you don't have one of our kits, you better be able to grab something and exploit your environment and makeshift something.
Yeah.
Quickly.
I can just see the drill. That is actually, that sounds a little more daunting than the gunfight portion of it to me.
Oh yeah.
To me, because like if you take a leg, if you hit the femur in the leg, okay, you could fashion a tourniquet out of your belt. You don't have a tourniquet, but femoral artery, you know, if it gets caught in the pelvis, what do you do then? How do you stop that bleed?
That's the one right there. You know, I mean, it depends on where in the, if it's an inguinal hit, you know, if it's one of those junctional hits, we call it, or something like that, then you're talking like that Black Hawk Down scenario, you know, because arteries tend to pull back, they tend to retract. And if you get a pelvic shot, you better have some sort of hemostatic agent, that you can pack down and know how to pack it into a wound and pack it sufficiently to get the bleed stopped. Because a lot of blood supply, you know, iliac arteries branch right off of your descending aorta. And that branches off into your three branches of your femoral artery right there in your groin, right there in that crease. So, you know, you get hit up in the pelvis. That's where that police officer in Watertown, got hit up in the pelvis. And they estimate that he lost about 70% of his volume. And he was dead for all official purposes. He was dead for about 2 hours. They trauma resuscitated him and got him back. But only because he was right there next to major trauma center.
Right.
So, yeah, you. How,
what percentage of blood did he lose?
70% of his circulating volume. They estimated. They put a liter and a half of blood in him, 1,500 cc's. That's two bottles of wine, if you want to do booze math. They put a liter and a half of blood in him before his wound even started bleeding again. So that's how dry.
That's a bad wound. That's a horrible wound.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's
and this is why. This is why this kind of thing is, I think it may be more crucial to learn, because for some people this is so foreign. The gun part is probably a quicker way to assimilate all of that. We're coming up on the first break. How do people find Dark Angel Medical?
Head over to our website, www.darkangelmedical.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
You hang on. We'll be right back. More Kerry Davis, Dark Angel Medical, coming up. This is Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation, in combat or self-defense. Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're just never finished working that skill set, are you? Never, ever. Welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Joining me again from Picks Him Up HQ Central at Dark Angel Medical Headquarters is, of course, Harry Davis. Every time he walks in, that's just what happens. Even at the subway shop, that sort of like in I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, when they got his band following him around. Yeah, his theme music. But when you talk about how some of the people out there tell you it isn't sexy or cool to learn the skill set, is that prevalent? I mean, I understand. I understood way before I ever knew there was a Kerry Davis how important it was, and that's why I kept going to those. I went to the same Combat Lifesaver course at Fort Campbell so often that I was like on the speed dial of the cadre. So, what do you think?
It is. It's just it's finally getting more prevalent. But it's one of those things where, you know, people are like, oh man, you know that medical class, $365 for 2 days in a med class. And I'm like, yeah, you know,
it's pretty cheap.
it's actually pretty cheap. But then, you know, there's guys that will go, the same folks will spend $600-$700 on a carbine class plus another $500 in ammo and everything like that, and my argument has always been, I love to get out there and shooting just as much as the next guy and increasing my skills, but what skill set are we probably going to have the greatest potential to use in everyday life? And that's always been my argument for the medical side. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not naysaying train, but also get the skill set. And I believe the medical skill set should probably be the first one you actually get, because to me, it goes hand in hand. We engage in an inherently dangerous and risky hobby. And if you play the law of statistical averages, one of these days somebody's gonna end up having a perforation that they didn't mean to have. And, you know, then they're gonna be looking around, well, who's got a med kit? Is anybody going, having a guy got a block yet? Who's going to the class? You know, versus if that's the first thing they did. So we tell people, hey, you know, believe not in sexy. That's what our little campaign is this year, is to, like, hey, there's a lot of cool training out there, but medical training is pretty cool too, because believe not, is not cool at all.
Are they starting to, I know you've got certain partners that you work with, like SIG. Do they ever, like, have a concurrent course where they'll be working through weapon manipulation and at the same time, in the middle of it, throw in some combat trauma? Just to sort of, which I think would be a very valuable class to take, especially if you don't know where it's coming from at any given time.
Yes, I've been working at SIG. I started working with Steve Gilchrist and Scott Reedy last year. A couple of visits. Scott's the new chief instructor up there, and Steve's the director of training there or one of the training managers there at the academy. And they had gone through my bullets and bandages class up there at SIG. And they're like, hey, you know, show us some quick little down and dirty drills we can run our students through and, you know, throw a tourniquet on or doing a rapid assessment, something like that. And they've actually started doing that, at the academy and on the road, just, you know, intermittently. And they've been met with a lot of good feedback with it. So that's important.
Well, I mean, that kind of training would have a lot of value, especially with the, most people that would go to some place like SIG to learn weapons manipulation have been somewhere else before. That's not like the newbie class that they'd be going to. But even with a newbie class, I think that would still have some value simply because that's part of life in a gunfight. That is life as it occurs in a gunfight. Somebody's going to get hit, nicked, winged, however you want to put it. Somebody's going to get the perforation, and you got to be able to deal with that.
Absolutely. You got to be able to you know, fix yourself, and if there's still a fight to be had, you got to carry on, you know, and, and, and take care of what caused that problem in the first place. And that's kind of what we're getting at up there. And then, I mean, I've had guys who are career military guys who have never done any kind of single hand manipulation, you know, or non-dominant hand manipulation. You know, they just go into their basic range calls every year. And that's one of the big things we focus on is, you know, non-dominant hand or single hand manipulation and, you know, dealing with those loading and unloading your gun and putting a tourniquet on and things like that with just one hand, with one operable hand.
Let me ask you about that, simply because I see everybody training that way. I've trained that way before. I'm not a real fan of it because I've always thought that if I got shot with something in a gunfight context, that it's probably going to be pretty big, and I'm probably going to be going into shock. I don't know if I'm going to be sitting around going, well, now it's time for my weak hand manipulation drill. I don't know if that's actually going to occur to me. I mean, what is my you know what? We're coming up on the next break. I don't know that you can answer that. We've got about a minute and a half. What's my physiological capability once I've been shot?
It depends on how bad you get shot, how much blood you lose. And you get hit in the upper arm or you get hit in the arm. Yeah, if you get that artery dissected, you're not going to end up bleeding out. You're not going to lose consciousness. And as far as going to shot, that arm probably could be numb and useless. And so you're going to have to make do and transition to the other hand and finish up what's out there causing you that issue. And then you got to render aid to yourself with that hand.
Chris Costa told me if I did a stipple job on my guns, I'd have no problem at all. I'm still wondering about that, though. But, I mean, we'll explore that a little bit more on the other side when we come back from the break. Dark Angel Medical has been with me for a very long time, and I have seen them expand from the Pocket Dark Kit and the Dark Kit, the Direct Action Response Kit, to the whole suite of kits they have available now for every purpose, every profile, low vis, high vis, doesn't matter. Even canine, they have something there for canine that you could carry and throw a couple of tourniquets in there with it, and you have quite the kit. You got quite the kit with that kit. So go check them out at darkangelmedical.com because this is the guy. This is the Pocket Doc. Combat trauma is his forte. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
One thing to remember, one thing to bear in mind is that it is never going to be done. Your training is never going to be done. Never going to be done. I think my guests would agree with me on this. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Joining me again from Dark Angel Medical HQ is Gary Davis. Now, just out of curiosity, with this canine kit that you have come out with, does this mean that you know how to render combat aid to a canine?
Yeah, you just got to stay away from the sharp fangy end.
Yeah, the sharp fangy end, because that's going to be, they're going to be sort of confused, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, they react to the pain, you know, differently than we do. You know, they'll end up snapping and biting. That's the reason, you know, one of the things we put in there is one of those little triangular bandages, cravats or drive on rags, whatever you want to call them. And
right.
You can use those to make a makeshift muzzle and tie it back behind their head, behind their ears. That way it doesn't slip down and occlude the cartilage in their nasal passages, and that way they can still breathe.
I wonder if that's – do they train – how would they possibly train a canine animal? Because today's dog is not exactly like they were, say, back during the Hogan's Heroes era.
Right.
These animals are actually team members nowadays.
My buddy, one of my good buddies is, he's a former dog handler on, with SEAL Team 7. He's out in Guam now with a unit out there. And, he had three different dogs on three different deployments. And he said, we're trained to do the first aid on them just like we did on a person, you know, and, you know, if they need a tourniquet, they need a tourniquet. They just have, there's different landmarks on their body for tourniquets. And, you know, chest seals go on. They just have prep razors or clippers or, you know, something like that to get all the fur out of the way. So they can seal up a wound or, they have to dart a chest. They can dart a chest. It's just, they treat them, the quick clot works on them just like it does on us. So that they keep them warm, keep, you know, stop the bleeding, start the breathing just like they do for us. As you got to watch out and not get bit. So.
Right.
That was,
now
that's
with
the biggest thing.
With the dog kit, though, I looked at the dog kit, and with the exception of the shaver, everything else has a human application, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. And that's, you know, some people will probably will not buy it for both, and that's totally fine. Like you're saying, that and a couple of tourniquets, and you've got a pretty pretty solid little trauma kit right there.
Well, the only thing I've been concerned about, and I don't know what the answer is to this, because I guess in any self-defense situation, and I'm just talking about, say, a single assailant self-defense situation, my only obligation is to me.
That's correct.
But the problem for me is that it doesn't stop with me when I'm out there considering things. Now, I can foresee a bunch of circumstances where I couldn't care less about anybody else if I'm hitting the right spot, and I'm sitting there going, do I want to ask how everybody is? No, I think I want to stop this geyser coming out of my chest. You know, I could see where that would make a difference. But I mean, would you recommend any combination of kits if somebody wanted to carry something that would be small and would fit into a cargo pocket? Besides, you know, I carry the pocket dock already, and I know the pocket dock does a very good job. And what I can treat how many people with a pocket dock if I had to?
Depends on the injuries, man. And I mean, that's the thing. We had one of our officers use our full size kit, to treat two people that had gotten injured. And he saved both of them. One who got shot in the chest and, one who got shot in the chest and the arm. And so he basically, none of them had exit wounds. So he used one halo seal per victim and then tourniquet the guy's arm off and he was good to go. So I guess it all depends on the injuries, Bill. I mean, I'm not meaning to be vague,
right?
Vague.
Right.
That's just that it does. It's all situationally dependent. You know, what are the injuries that you're looking at as to how many people you could treat with one kit? So
the halo seals. Though, one question I've had about the halo seals. I mean, you know, when I was training to stop a sucking chest wound with the cellophane coming off of a pack of cigarettes, which mm-hmm. is very small. Could I take and cut halo seals in the middle and use one for two if I had to? I mean, do they work that well?
As long as you have occlusion over at least an inch over the wound, you know, an inch or inch border, you know,
right?
It's
a right.
land, kind of like a no man's land there. As long as you got like that much area, I don't see why you could not. I've even heard of guys cutting a halo seal in a strip to secure a nasal airway they'd put down behind somebody's tongue orally because they couldn't use it nasally because their nose was messed up. So, you know, there's a lot of different applications for it. No wrong way to eat a Reese's. And, you know, you can use other portions of that kit, of that halo seals, to make makeshift occlusive as well. You know, the wrappers itself, the foil, it's a foil wrapper, and then the backers of the halo seal pieces, the individual pieces. So
do you have any video? They're asking about the pieces of your kits. I know that you have the breakdown on darkangelmedical.com. Have you got any videos out there on a YouTube channel somewhere breaking down your kits?
There are a couple of videos talking about the different components and different kits out there that we filmed when we were working with Trigger Time TV. They're on our website. They're on Trigger Time TV's YouTube channel as well. And we're actually working on some video content over in the next couple of months. Right now, one of my instructors, Jackson McQuaid, is working on doing the CAT Gen 7 tourniquet video. And so trying to work on that. And then we're going to start working on each individual component of the kit, of kits. That way people have a – it's not going to be a replacement for a class, but it gives them an idea of what to do.
Well, I mean, really, for the thing about going to a bunch of classes, and this would be the thing that I look at one of these kits, because – you know, how you use a weapon of a sort, there's a lot of imagination that can come into play.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine that if you have a little bit of experience with certain kits or certain pieces within the kit, that you can look at that piece and say, well, I could repurpose this and I could take it and make it do that three different ways what it's designed to do. And but you need to have that background of that being able to make that assessment, you know, being figuring out how much exactly you've got to have to do the job and everything else. And that's the part that makes it really, really important to go take the class, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, video content is one thing and watching somebody do it, but putting your hands on it yourself and getting that feedback, that kinesthetic feedback that hands-on guys like to have, then that's going to be your win-win right there, because you'll know how it looks when it comes out of the package. You know how it feels. And like I tell guys, you know, the reason we have you do this in class with this stuff is so the first time you open your kit, it's not the first time you've seen this stuff.
Right.
And so that's, you know, how the kit's laid out, everything like that is stuff you learn in class. And that way that lends to better understanding and readiness. You know, I guess it's like you said with a gun. I can dry fire all day long, but that's a whole lot different than putting a live round in there and touching one off.
Well, you know, like if you're, you know, one way I've had to train is like if I'm linear on somebody straight on them, they grab me and I want to get out of the way of where they're going to hurt me, I'm going to, you know, slip it and go to the right, but I'm still going to pull my gun out and it's going to be sticking to my side and I'm still going to be perforating that chest cavity repeatedly. But anyway, we're coming up on the last break, and there's a special offer for every kit sold. You'll get to be in Kerry Davis's next music video, where he will be dancing to Bringing Sexy Back, just to prove his point. You need some backup dancers. Backup dancers for Kerry. We'll be right back.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's never too late. And the best thing about what I do is the continuing education that I do get to afford myself to from time to time. I meant to ask you, my guest this afternoon is Carrie Davis. I meant to ask you, does this mean, after what you told me earlier today that we don't need to go into, but does this mean you're not coming to South Carolina now?
Oh, not for that. But to come out here and teach, I think I'm working on a class out that area.
I want to. I'll be the guy that has your water and your scarves. I'll be like the guy that did that for Elvis. I'll be the guy. I just want let me have the free class, and I'll be the guy that with the scarves and the water. You know, you can.
You just mop my. Could you just mop my brow?
I will dab it. Yeah. Dab it.
Dab it.
Don't bring hot sauce with you because I'll make her jealous. Anyway.
That's right.
She listening?
Oh, man.
Anyway, let me ask you this. With, when I was in taking Combat Lifesaver,
mm-hmm.
One thing that I've wondered about with military clothing versus civilian clothing, military clothing really lent itself to field expedient means to drag a body out of the way, to get somebody out of harm's way.
Right.
Have you had to deal with that on the civilian side? I mean, is it okay to grab somebody by the belt that's still looped up in their pants and drag them by that? Is it going to come apart? What's going to happen? I mean, that's sometimes that might come into play where you got to drag somebody out of the range of the bullets there.
Right. Now if you're wearing an Aries Gear Enhanced Aegis belt.
Oh, yeah, well.
Or a Mean Gene leather belt. No,
yeah.
Most of the newer belts, stuff like that. I've dragged people across the range just to demonstrate that, hey, the clothing will stand up for that kind of stuff. I wouldn't obviously grab somebody by a belt, usually if they're on their side or on their stomach I'll try to grab them by the belt and the pants itself and not pull the belt against the loops because usually those loops aren't going to hold. Something else you can do is grab a shirt. Sweater, jacket, something like that, and kind of twist it up, put it around their chest and underneath their arms and bring it up back behind their head, kind of like a yoke. And you can grab it with one hand or both hands even and use that as a method to drag somebody. It keeps their head up and elevated a little bit too. So just a little quick extraction method right there.
Is that something that you would foresee as a real need? I guess that would come into play if we actually had a scenario like the Westgate Mall in Nairobi.
Correct. Yeah, Westgate Mall. My God, that was a mass cowl of huge proportions, and so dragging people out of the way. Honestly, if there were still active gunfire going on, I was dragging somebody behind cover. I would be worried about flipping the jacket around or anything like that. I'd probably just grab them by their arm. If they got a dislocated shoulder, that's what I tell people. You know, it's life over limb at that point. Hey, that's going to be a minimal discomfort compared to getting shot or fragged.
Yeah, that, I guess it's really going to be based on what the luxury afforded to you in the moment, right? Like if it's active gunfire, you've just got to grab whatever appendage you can grab and
exactly.
drag them out of the way. And, you know, if they're saying, hey, man, that hurt, then you can kick them a couple of times while you get back in the gunfight or something.
Here, take some Motrin, rub some dirt on it. But, I mean, it's situationally dependent. That's what I tell people in class all the time. We can what if ourselves into a tizzy, but you've got to take it situationally dependent. It's just like bleeding control. You know, people are like, well, you know, I can put a tourniquet on that. Well, yeah, I can kill a fly with a shotgun too, but, you know, I really don't need to. You know, let's just start out with the lowest common denominator and take care of it, however the situation dictates.
With bleeding, a tourniquet is really what you have to slap on something if they're going to exsanguinate really quick, isn't it?
And I tell people, you know, again, a tourniquet situation dependent too, because what if somebody's bleeding? What if somebody's been in a car accident, a motorcycle accident, or they've gotten injured some other way? They're bleeding. However, the situation dictates that I need to get out of that area. Say it's a tornado and somebody's been ripped open by a big piece of broken glass and that building's unstable. Well, I know with that wound, I could sit there and probably, you know, pack it with a hemostatic or wrap it up with a pressure dressing and hold pressure for about 5 minutes, but am I afforded that luxury of time? In which case I could tourniquet it off, stop the bleeding, get them out of that dangerous area, or get them out of the dangerous area, then tourniquet it off, go tend to more people, come back to them and deal with it then. It's all very, very situation dependent. And, you know, I let them know if my kid loses her fingertip in the door or something like that, I'm not going to tourniquet her off, obviously. You know, now if the house is on fire, that's a different story. But there goes that whole situational thing and the luxury of time.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
if that makes sense.
It does make sense. You've got to do something, and you've got to do the quickest thing in some cases because you got to move.
Right.
It's all based upon if you got to move or not, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah. If you got the luxury of time, then, oh, yeah, go through the numbers, you know, and do it the standard response with, you know, direct pressure and all that kind of stuff. And then if you're not afforded the luxury of time, I'm going to throw a tourniquet on there and get the heck out of Dodge and worry about it later. I've got a big enough window that I can come back to it, reassess it, readdress it, and take care of it in a less painful way. Because tourniquets hurt. I mean, if they're put on properly, they hurt.
I don't know. I can tell you one thing. I cannot imagine after being in that operating room and looking up at that light. And knowing what I was facing, I don't think there's anything somebody could say. I'm going to save your life with this now to where I'm going to go, is it going to hurt? I'm just probably going to be going, hey, why are we even talking about it? Why don't you just get to doing, okay, pal? So
talking part's done. But that's something you got to think about, too. People, if they've been in that situation, if they've lost that much blood, typically they could have an altered mental status because there's not enough pressure to get the blood, you know, good circulation in the brain, you know, and so a lot of physiological stuff going on there. So they could be confused, and that's why we tell them, you know, wash their hands. So you got to make sure, because if a tourniquet hurts, what are they going to be trying to do? They're going to be trying to get rid of that pain, and so they will literally physically take that tourniquet off, loosen it up, and you're taking care of somebody else. You come back to them, and there they bled out because they've taken their tourniquet off. I've got a video from Afghanistan of a British troop that lost his leg in an IED, and the medic is putting a tourniquet on one leg, and he's putting a tourniquet on the other leg, and in the meantime, the guy is loosening the tourniquet up on his other leg because it hurts fast. So, and I mean, they hurt, but that they're supposed to be painful. If they're on tight enough, then they're going to hurt.
Yeah, well, you're trying to stop blood flow, right? I mean, it's not like the blood's being forced by the biggest, most powerful muscle in the body already, is it?
Exactly. Minor details. Yeah.
Is there ever going to be, I mean, when you're looking, is there anything out there on the horizon new coming to combat trauma that's going to be adapted? Like, I've seen all of these science fiction things where, like, there'll be a massive wound on something and they just spray it with some sort of a foam and it fills in and stops the bleeding. Is there anything like that out there on the horizon that would be just that fast? Because I'm almost certain that you and everybody else that does this for a living are not satisfied with what you got.
Yeah, there's always folks out there trying to do more, and that's good. That's a good thing. Keep more people alive, both civilian and military. I've seen that foam stuff. I don't know what's going on with it. I'm going to the Special Operations Medical Conference in May. Hopefully, we'll hear some new stuff. Some of the other newer stuff out there from the activity group, RevMedics or whatever, is the XFAT hemostatic agent. And it's basically a syringe, and you may have seen this. It's like a big syringe filled with multiple compressed gauze, radio-marked, radio-opaque marked, which means they're visible on X-ray, X-ray-visible pellets. And when it gets pushed into the wound, it basically, as soon as the water hits, or as soon as the blood hits it, they expand. And those things, they'll stop a inguinal hemorrhage or a junctional hemorrhage. That's what they're designed for. It's for hemorrhages in the inguinal area, you know, the pelvic area, armpit, axillary region, or up in the subclavian area, even up in that area. So,
that's the stuff
where the
there.
Face of the neck and the shoulders meet. It's pretty amazing stuff. But, just got approved for FDA, and I was talking to those guys that shot, and it's pretty impressive stuff watching it work. But like you said, there's always ways, people trying to come up with ways to keep folks alive.
Yeah, well, I think about that on a, you know, I'm using your stuff, and I'm hoping that you'll keep me up to date. We're running out of time here. DarkAngelMedical.com. Go check them out. They have a kit. They at least have one kit that you can afford. And one kit that you need to carry. And it goes up from there. Everything you need, nothing that you don't. It is sexy. It is sexy to stop somebody from bleeding out.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. Hour number three coming up. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.